the 17-year cicada has 17 broods. Each brood only comes out each 17 years. So we have in New York State brood two. That's our big brood. And in the lower Hudson Valley, there'll be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of them emerging. The other broods, like this year, brood 10, it occurs on Long Island. At least it did 17 years ago. But even 17 years ago, it was just about gone. And when a brood like that disappears, we refer to it as being extirpated. The species isn't extinct because there's 16 other broods of it elsewhere. Sometimes there'll be, like brood 10 on Long Island, also occurs in Tennessee and Indiana and Ohio and Pennsylvania. So when we lose it on Long Island, the species, well, that brood will be extirpated on Long Island, but the species will still go on in these other locations.
What kinds of threats are cicadas facing?
Well, a lot of it is habitat loss, changing agricultural practices, for instance. Some of it probably has to do with other factors, potentially pollution, potentially diseases, because the whole brood can be infected by a new emergent disease. Those are just two things, but it gets more complicated than that, in that we've lost broods in various places where the habitat hasn't changed in 17 years. It looks like it always did, and now we've lost the brood, and no one knows why.
So can people from our region in upstate New York, can they travel south to see brood 10 this spring and summer?
Certainly, if you go down as far south as Pennsylvania, in eastern Pennsylvania, there'll be a lot of places. You can just drive around with your windows rolled down on your car, and only take you about 10 or 15 minutes to find a pocket of a lot of them singing.
What does that sound like when billions of insects come out of the ground at the same time and cicadas make a lot of noise? Can you describe what it sounds like?
Well, the noise is certainly a trilling sound, but when you get into a good lek where there's a lot of them singing at once, that runs around 120, 140 decibels. In fact, it's even been known that a lawnmower running will attract a cicada, thinking it's hearing a bunch of cicadas singing. So,
do cicadas actually fly and migrate once they emerge? How long do they spend above ground?
They live for about 5 or 6 weeks as an adult. They are strong flyers, but they don't really use it to migrate. They use it mostly to find where a bunch of them have started to congregate and sing, because that's sort of a mating swarm for cicadas.
What is the benefit to local ecosystems when all of these insects emerge at the same time?
Well, certainly birds, mice, and a few other predators, it's like a feeding frenzy for them. But that's part of the reason a cicada has a 17-year cycle, because so many millions emerge that the few predators that are there will all fatten up and be done eating, and there'll still be millions of cicadas left over to breed and reproduce.
How many different broods can be found throughout New York?
New York State has, historically at least, and probably still present, three different broods. It's got brood two, which here in the Albany area is the one we're most familiar with. That actually only gets as far up the Hudson Valley as about Ravenna. So we don't even see it in the city limits of Albany. And when people call it in from Albany, what they're actually hearing is another cicada species called the dog day cicada, which comes out in the dog days of summer. Your periodical cicada comes out in June. Dog day cicada comes out towards the end of August. And the dog day cicada has a 4-year life cycle with lots of overlapping broods. So every year we get dog day cicadas, but they don't congregate. They're solitary singers. You'll hear one in this treetop and some 100 yards away, you hear another one in a treetop. You don't get congregations, and you don't get this 120 decibel crowd factor that happens with the periodical cicada.
How can people tell the difference between a periodical cicada and a dog day cicada?
Well, there's June versus August, or you can look at their eyeballs. The compound eye is bright red in periodical cicadas, and it's, you know, brown or nondescript in the dog day cicada. Also, the periodical cicada has orange wing bases, and the dog day cicada has green wing bases.
Is there any reason for people to be afraid of cicadas when they come out of the ground?
No, they don't carry diseases. They don't bite. If you're trying to establish saplings for an orchard, say, it would be bad timing to have had these trees in a very young, susceptible stage when a major emergence is due, if you're in an area where you will get a major emergence. Again, all of upstate New York, no worries. But if you're in Pennsylvania to Tennessee and in East and Indiana, Ohio and such, that could be a concern.
When will brood 2 come through our area again?
In 2030.